If California were not already so famous for Silicon Valley and Hollywood, it might be renowned for the cluster of water technology firms in its San Diego County. The reverse osmosis, or RO spiral module, the trick that underpins turning sea and wastewater into potable stuff, was patented in San Diego in 1964. Today, dozens of firms in the area supply many of the world's roughly 13,000 RO plants in places from the Persian Gulf and Israel to Australia, China, Singapore, and Spain. Southern California itself, however, has not so far been a big user of its own technology. This is surprising, given that the whole American Southwest confronts a water problem. But there is at least now a growing consensus that the existing infrastructure, consisting of vast aqueducts that carry water from the Sacramento Delta in the north and the Colorado River in the east, will not suffice as the climate gets warmer and the population increases. In places such as San Diego, which has measly and brackish groundwater and currently imports 90% of its water, the answer must be greater conservation, as much reuse as possible, with most of the rest coming from the sea. The first part, conservation, is hardly controversial anymore. San Diego today uses less water with a larger population than it did in 1989, the year water consumption peaked. The second part, water recycling, has been a harder sell because of what the industry calls the yuck factor. It doesn't help that Americans still use the term toilet to tap for recycling, even though properly treated sewage is nowadays completely clean. Singapore made its program acceptable in part by rebranding it as New Water. But even the Singaporeans cannot recycle all their wastewater. This is where desalination comes in. A firm appropriately called Poseidon Resources is now close to building the biggest desalination plant in America, behind a power station by the beach in Carlsbad. The power plant sucks in 304 million gallons of seawater a day for cooling in any case, so Poseidon plans to divert 104 million gallons a day through its osmotic membranes. Fondling a pipe of membranes, they are rolled like toilet paper but the size of a cannon, Poseidon's Peter McLagan explains the scale. If water molecules were blown up to the size of tennis balls, salt molecules would be softballs, roughly four times the diameter. Viruses would be trucks, and bacteria would be the size of power plants. From the 104 million daily gallons, 50 million gallons of pure H2O will come out at one end and brine at the other to be fed back into the power station's discharge and then into the ocean. Lots of people like the idea. Once fully running in 2015, the plant could produce 10% of the region's water. And there are plans for more desalination plants. Inland Californians, Arizonans, Nevadans and others would need to take much less water from the endangered Colorado River. But a few people hate it a lot. Environmentalists are suing Poseidon every step of the way. Joe Giva of the Surfrider Foundation says desalination uses too much energy and that Poseidon's plant would kill too much marine life, including fish such as the goby and the garibaldi, which unfortunately happens to be California's state marine fish. He understands that there is a role for desalination, he says, but would rather not have it right there, right now, and on this scale.